point-by-point point guard comparison.
A point-by-point point guard comparison. Ricky Rubio and Jeff Teague.
There was much a weeping and gnashing of teeth and consternation by Rubio fans here in town, Ricky Rubio fans, when the matinee idol point guard was unceremoniously dismissed from the team last year. And the head coach, who's also, I think, president of basketball operations, yes, whatever his title is, decided to go in a different direction. Despite the fact that Rubio, for about the last 2 months of the season, he started to do the things he'd never done that would make him good, and that's score on a consistent basis. Start to put the ball in the hole. Become a scoring threat. For so long, those of us that weren't real, I mean, you know, nothing personal against Ricky, but he dishes the ball nice, and he runs a good, he's good defensively, and he knows how to run the offense and get people involved. But a lot of times I felt like playing 5-on-4 because there wasn't a lot of respect for him as a shooter. And so you didn't really have to, you got to make sure you keep a guy in his face. There better be a hand in his face when Ricky Rubio shoots. It was like, well, we can lay off this guy. Matter of fact, we'd like him to shoot during crunch time. Yes. We'd like him to shoot because he doesn't shoot very well. So we're actually encouraging him to shoot. It's not that, you know, we're not covering him because we don't think we want him to shoot. But all of a sudden, he turned that around and he played a lot better. And a lot of people were miffed that the coach went another direction. He finally, at least for a two-month stretch, that's a pretty long time, too, for 2 months. It's a lot of games where he was much better offensively. I think a lot of people were going, well, that was the one piece he was missing. How could you now give up on him? But he did just that, and he decided to go with Jeff Teague. Interestingly enough, the two went head-to-head last night, too. Should we do head-to-head from just last night?
Yeah, we'll just do head-to-head from last night. It's been 4 games for Rubio and 3 games for Teague since we've last done this. They now have an odd number of games. Rubio's played 14. Teague's played 13.
Okay.
But obviously, you can go by the per game overall. But yeah, we'll look at tonight. We'll look at last night.
Well, why don't we do that? Look at last night because what's better than to compare the head-to-head matchup between Ricky Rubio of the Utah Jazz and Jeff Teague of the Minnesota Timberwolves?
Reminder, we have 6 categories. Points, assists, rebounds, steals, turnovers, and plus minus. Last time we did this, they were each tied at 3 categories apiece. So we'll begin with points. And Ricky Rubio last night, just 3 points. He's averaging 13.6 per game. Jeff Teague last night scored 22.
Whoa.
This is a category Rubio has always led, but Teague has now surpassed Rubio with 13.7 per game. He's up 0.1 points per game. So
advantage, Jeff Teague.
How do you only score 3 points in an NBA basketball game when you're the point guard? That doesn't even seem possible.
Well, I'm amazed how a player can go from getting 30 points one game and then 3 the next. That just seems impossible to me.
Wow, how about that? And if you look at last night's, if you dig a little deeper into the numbers from last night's NBA, Rubio was 1-for-7. The floor.
Ew.
1-for-7 from the floor. And I don't think he made a 3-pointer the entire game. Meanwhile, Teague, 7-for-15, almost 50% from the floor.
That's pretty good.
And his free throws, he was 4-for-4 from the floor. So besides that, Ruby only played 22 minutes. The coach couldn't even keep him on the floor.
He didn't play in the fourth quarter at all.
Yeah, think about that. Whereas Jeff Teague played 37 minutes, 35 seconds. So just last night, just in time spent playing, and certainly in scoring, Teague destroyed Ricky Rubio.
I wonder if Teague will put him into a tailspin now after last night's game.
Yeah.
If we'll see the decline of Ricky Rubio.
Well, let's find out. Let's go to our next category.
Let's go to assists. Last night, Ricky Rubio, he had 2 assists. He's averaging just 5.6 per game. Teague last night, not a great number himself, 3 assists, but he is averaging 7.5 per game on the season, so
advantage, Jeff Teague.
Well, you know what I'm discovering when you have a Jimmy Buckets Butler on your club? Because he's good at distributing as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I'm not saying he's like, you know,
you're comparing him to LeBron?
Yeah, I'm comparing him to LeBron, but he had, I think, double-digit assists last night. This was after he said, you know what, I'm going to start shooting more. He scored 21 points, I think, which is still a nice, you know, that's, anytime you can score 20 points in an NBA basketball game, I think you've had a nice night. But to add the 10 assists to that, maybe that takes away from Teague a little bit because Butler is getting other people involved. But again, overall through the season, Teague averaging almost 2 assists more per game.
All right, so Teague's up 2-0. Let's go to rebounds. Rubio last night shut out. 0 rebounds. So he's averaging 3.8 per game. Teague last night, he had 3 boards. He's averaging 3.2 per game. So despite last night, Rubio still.
Advantage, Ricky Rubio.
Yeah, okay.
Not a good box score for Rubio last night.
No, not at all.
Well, let's at least maybe move on to the defensive side of things.
Okay.
Steals. Rubio last night, shut out. He had 0 steals. He's averaging 1.9 per game. Teague had 1 steal last night, averaging 1.8 per game. That's 0.1 shy of Rubio.
Advantage, Ricky Rubio.
Okay.
So Rubio's even it up. We're at 2-2 in the 4 categories so far. Let's move on to turnovers. Rubio last night, his playing time actually helps him in this category because he only
played 22 minutes, yeah.
Last night in turnovers, he had 3 turnovers last night. He's averaging 3.9 per game. Teague last night, 5 turnovers. Still, though, take in the lead with only 3.6 per game.
Advantage, Jeff Teague.
So Teague's up 3-2.
And now we go to what I think is the most important category of all, and that would be the plus-minus. It's good to be plus, correct? That means when you're on the floor, good things are happening to your team, positive things. While if you're in the minus category, that means bad things are happening to your club.
All right, let's go to plus-minus. Rubio last night, minus 11. He is minus 41 on the season. Teague, who, by the way, the last 2 performances going into last night had 2 straight games of minus 20 or worse, but he rebounds last night. Plus 14 for Jeff Teague. He's minus 6 on the season.
Advantage, Jeff Teague.
So Jeff Teague leads in what now?
So Teague leads 4 categories, and Rubio leads in 2 of them. That means our winner as of right now.
Advantage, Jeff Teague.
And again, this would be the fine print. You know, anytime you sign like some type of a document, there's always fine print. Take out a loan or something of that nature. It's difficult when teams are constructed differently.
Sure.
Right? Teague might have better players around him than Rubio. Depends upon a lot about your opposition and how games are progressing, et cetera, et cetera. But there's still the comparison is so many people wanted Rubio. And to this point, I think, and the record would indicate that the Wolves are a better team with Jeff Teague at point guard than Ricky Rubio. It's still early, though. It's still early.
Well, and the one part Rubio was dominating that surprised me was points. He's now come back to earth here the last couple of games.
Yeah, he absolutely has. When we come back, Tennessee, we'll do. Remember, I don't want to confuse people. We're doing 5-3-4-2 because of the PJ Flex show. That's next.
A local stare down is taking place leading up to the Super Bowl.
He's the Harry Houdini of radio. It's the Common Man, Dan Cole, on The Fan.